We're going to begin with our call to worship, which is calling on God to be with us in the words printed on page 5 of our bulletin. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God invites us to speak to Him. He wants to hear from us. He longs to hear our supplications and prayers. God desires that all people are saved. Whether rich or poor, rulers or the destitute.
God desires to save all people.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
From this time forth and forevermore.
God wants us to be drawn closer to Him. And how does that happen? How are we drawn closer to Him? It happens when we know that He is forgiven us, and He removes our sin and iniquity, and He wants us to be as close to Him as a child is to their parent. Let's take a moment to confess our sin so that we can receive that forgiveness. Though God invites us to speak with Him in prayer, we have ignored His invitation. We may be tempted to choose complaining and worrying over conversing with God. We may be tempted to listen to ourselves and the world instead of God's word. We turn to God's infinite mercy and ask for His forgiveness. Let's take a moment of silence before confessing our sin. Heavenly Father, we confess that we have ignored You and the gift of prayer and conversation with You. For the sake of Your Son, Jesus, have mercy on us, forgive us our sin, restore us as Your beloved people. God hears your confession and invites you back into holy conversation with Him. Almighty God, in His mercy, showed His love for us in this, that He gave His Son Jesus to die and rise for you, and for His sake forgives all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.